Okay, mobile.
KA3, JCA monitoring.
RG, hello, Richard.
On your way home now?
Here's worth the five, but I'm still getting tired and all. Had that heart surgery, so I left at four today.
Well, like I said, don't overdo it, man. I know how it is.
Yeah, I'm trying not to. After a little bit, I was, and you know, I paid for it, too. So I went back in, I got to slow down, make myself slow down. He's wide open, but yeah, got to make myself slow down right.
One of my problems, Robert, is when I get out of the hospital, I just want to jump back in. I hate being laid up, and I'm starting to feel better and better each day, a little bit more. And I do have my bad days still, but it's like I feel like I need to be out there doing something.
Exactly, is I'm out here at work, and boss tell me, don't do nothing, just tell people what to do, you know, but then they're going too slow, and I can't stand it, I got to jump in and start doing something, but, yeah, it's hard not to do something sometimes, strange as that sounds.
That's probably one of the hardest things, is delegating, you know. It's not that I can't delegate it, it's just sometimes they don't do it to my satisfaction or I can do it faster.
And then you get to all the heck, and I'll just get that guy out of the way, let me do it. That's what I'm doing. But yeah, I'm getting a little bit better at it. I'm getting more tired, and I ain't got the energy, but I think it's probably, hopefully this thing heal up good here in a month or two or something. I'll be back 100%, but we're just kind of wait and see game right now.
Ken, please, don't push it, buddy.
How you doing on this fine, rainy day?
I'm actually doing pretty good, sir. I just laying here, I got the actual windows blinds open, and earlier I had the window open, kind of letting some fresh air in the house and so forth like that, but other than that, I'm just laying here taking it easy.
Good thing. As long as you ain't feeling bad or worse, then that's always a good thing, no doubt. You ever heard of like a ladder antenna? I think about getting one, making one or something, from a little HD or something, like out about the woods or whatever.
I'm sure my wife walked in. I'm sorry I missed that. What did you want to make, or have I made what?
Calling it the right thing, like a ladder antenna.
Okay.
Roger.
For that, do you know the old FM-type antennas that you put on the back of a stereo cabinet to bring in your FM signal? Look like a big T? By those and just put a B, well, back then it was B and C, now I guess they're SMAs now, but you know what I'm talking about. But we used to put a B and C connector on it and run a piece of coax over to the radio and put those on the glass windows so you could get out of the house easier.
Be kind of like a dipole.
KI4DOS.
There's the antenna expert. Go ahead, Mr. Gary.
Good afternoon, Richard. Robert, what you're probably talking about is a J-pole made out of 450-ohm ladder line. I don't know that that's what it is, but that's what it sounds like. Over.
That's what I'm talking about with a ladder line antenna there. I think about getting one for the HD.
Well, they're not that hard to build. You just take a piece of 450-ohm ladder line and they short it on one end, and if you cut your stub out on one side, and it'll leave about an inch gap, and just make a J out of it, and it works real well. I don't have the measurements with me because I'm mobile, but I've got them there at the house, so you can look it up online. You know, look up 450 ohm ladder line J pole, and that'll tell you how to make it. Over.
Well, I appreciate that. Sure enough, I'll do that.
Richard, I'm fixing to pull into the store over here. I just heard y'all talking and thought I'd throw that out there just for what it was worth. But that little dipole antenna works good, too. Y'all have a great day, and I'm going to go ahead and sign before I pull in the parking lot. KA3JCA and Robert, I'm sorry, I don't remember your call. KI4DOS Mobile.
Q4CRG.
KQ4CRG. Y'all have a good day. 73, KI4DOS Mobile.
Gary, glad you jumped in there, sir. I actually just Googled it. So, yeah, you can get you some 450-ohm ladder line, and you can get the measurements and stuff online and go for it.
To play around with, I'm just going to try to build one, see how it works. You know, if you're that free or something, then it's got to be worth better than a rubber ducky, right?
And so it's... I know, right now I have three rubber duckies for my antenna. Actually, I take that back. Let's see here. The one that came with it. Actually, I think I have four rubber duckies. I have one that's like maybe an inch and a half tall. It's a dual band antenna, about the size of your thumb. Then I have one that's about 6 or 7 inches long. Then one that's like 8 or 10. And then the other one I think is 15 or 16 inches long.
You just got all kind of daggum antennas there. Yeah, we got a couple of rubber ducky. We got the ones that come with radio. Then bought one of those, daggum, what's that thing called? That Yogi or... whatever it is, and it works pretty good, too.
What you saying?
It's a rubber duck, but it's just longer than a stock antenna there.
I call them a rubber duck, too. I think it's got a loaded coil in it.
We here at the house, Rascal, we're going to get off here, get down and rest a little bit, good hearing you in there again. You have a good one. Rest of the day there. KQ4CRG. We'll be clear on your final.
Talk to you later, sir. You have a good evening, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend, sir. KA3JCA. 4CEF. Are you around, Andrew? KA3JCA. 3JCA QSY.